Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Brendan. Now, Katrina Redmond, food columnist with the Irish Examiner, is with me now to give me some much needed advice on a very seasonal problem, packing food for a trip. And I also hope our political reporters and tallies men and women went off with a packed lunch this morning for a long day. Welcome, Katrina. We're all probably a bit too familiar with the curly ham sandwiches, but you're going to save us from that particular fate today. What kind of trips, first and foremost, are you thinking about in terms of the packed lunch and setting us up for the day?
Morning, Áine. So I think that there's a misconception there that, you know, packed lunches and lunches on the go and picnics are something that you should be doing. You know, you need to plan loads and loads ahead. And yes, planning ahead is good, but I'm a big fan of packing a box even when I'm working from home, particularly over the summer months with the kids, because if they're used to having a packed lunch in school, having that packed lunch in the fridge means that there's less chance for grazing and eating on the go, which, let's face it, is not brilliant for my pocket. But if I'm going to go out and about, I will plan a little bit ahead. So I'll take a look at what I've got in the house and I'll take a look at the flavours that the kids like. The curly ham sambo is, look, it's not the most appetising. Yeah. So like, I'll be thinking of different things. I'll be thinking of things that travel well but taste great. So I'll be thinking of things like sausage rolls. I'll be including things like pizza muffins, some granola bars, fruit on the go. Look, the banana is one of the most fantastic fruits to have on the go. It comes in its own casing. We just have to be careful that it doesn't get too bruised. And then for drinks, well, I know you mentioned all of the folks in the couch sectors at the moment, thermos flasks for hot cups of tea and coffee are an absolute must, or an insulated keep cup. I use one of those myself and I take it with me wherever I go. It keeps my drinks hot for over 7 hours.
And there's an affordability piece to all of this, but it's also, you can just be left very disappointed, be it at festivals or airports. So it makes sense planning ahead, as you say, using the lunch boxes, getting those school bags and being proactive about it. You're going to take us through a range of recipes. Maybe you might start first with the pizza muffin. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So this has been a source of huge debate in my house because, unfortunately, my husband walked into the kitchen the other day when I had them baked and he went, oh, muffins, thinking they were sweet. Oh, picked it up and he says this is why he has trust issues, because they looked amazing and he bit in and it was savoury.
It was good for
sweet.
Him and there was veg in there.
Exactly. So a pizza muffin is, I suppose, it's the savoury version of a sweet muffin. So it's going to have stuff like... So the base of it is a self-raising flour, some milk, some eggs, a pinch of salt, and either some olive oil or some melted butter. And then into that, then we're going to add in the ingredients that give it the flavour. So you can go hugely heavy on the savoury end, and you could go with, you know, chopped spinach, some basil, some sun-dried tomatoes and some really punchy parmesan. So that's for people who are well used to their cheeses and their strong flavours, maybe even some chopped olives. So again, really, really strong flavours. If you've got picky kids and you're not that interested in strong flavours, then err on to the pizza side would be my advice. So maybe some chopped up salami or chorizo, some mozzarella, a little bit of tomato sauce rather than sun-dried tomatoes, and a small bit of chopped basil. And you're going to stir it all together in a bowl. That's it.
Lovely. It's a long way from the ham sandwiches. We'll put that recipe up on the website. You mentioned the sausage rolls earlier. Give us a little taster of it.
Yeah, so when it comes to sausage rolls, I am a big fan of hide your veg or die trying, because I have been blessed with a kid who will eat everything and a picky kid. Now, there's literally no sense to either of it, but in order to get the picky kid to eat, I do have to take a look at how I can sneak veg into recipes. So in the sausage rolls, I have some grated apple and some grated carrot. So I was sneaking them in. The strong flavour of the sausage masks the extra vegetables, but I feel more satisfied that I know the kids have eaten a little bit more. So I'm going to use, I'm literally going to use regular sausages. So choose your sausage. You know, if you are not a fan of pork sausages, maybe, and if you do eat vegan sausages or maybe vegan pudding, you can stir these ingredients into it as well. And then wrap it up in some puff pastry. And if you can make puff pastry, fair play to you. I'm a busy mom. I don't have the time, so I buy in pre-made puff pastry, and that's what I wrap my sausage rolls in.
Sounds fab. We're going to have recipes on the website for focaccia, rice noodle salad, but hopefully you've gotten the veggies in, some proteins, but no harm having something a little bit sweet. What are you recommending for us today when it comes to dessert?
I've got a beautiful recipe for a Bakewell slice. So most people would be familiar with Bakewell tart, which has a sponge on top, but my Bakewell slice is a really simple recipe that involves just mixing together some almonds and some egg, and then we use a really, really decent raspberry jam. Irish raspberry jam is just amazing. And then on top of some shortcrust pastry, and it's baked in the oven for about 35 to 45 minutes, and it's a really good grab and go. I'm actually studying part-time at the moment, and I took this in to share with my college students, and everybody who studies with me declared this an absolute hit and a must try again and again.
You're going to be very popular around the office and in the classroom at that rate. Thank you for that, Katrina Redmond. We will put all of those recipes, the sausage roll, the pizza muffin, the focaccia, the rice noodle salad and that delicious dessert on the website. That was Katrina Redmond, food columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you.